In January, the Haines School District decided on a formula for removing its mask requirement, and Superintendent Roy Getchell says that as of Wednesday, they've met it.
The shift was going to be imminent, you know, for a variety of reasons, including, you know, just some of the CDC adjustments and just the general trend that we've been seeing on a national, state, and even local level with that. And so we knew that we needed to follow suit.
The school district has been looking for two things: no school-related cases among staff or students who are contagious, and two, the state's health department clearing Haines of community transmission. Getchell says he consulted with the district's health advisory committee.
We didn't have any positive cases within the school building, you know, where there's been an exposure within the school. During that period of time, as well as no community transmission where the cases weren't easily identifiable.
That means Haines is seeing a small number of COVID cases now that have been traced to known family or social groups or where the source of infection is known.
And so when I called yesterday and confirmed with Public Health and Stephanie at Search and then our own school nurse, we met the criteria.
However, as of Thursday afternoon, the state dashboard reports the Haynesboro has seen at least 30 cases over the last week. Getchell says the dashboard count is delayed and the district is taking guidance from local sources.
You know, I don't want to give a day number of how far delayed they are, but they're certainly not, they don't score up with our internal numbers or the ones that we see locally or whenever I talk to Public Health.
Elaine Hickey with Juneau Public Health said via email that the state dashboard reports cases several days after tests are performed, and with the infectious period being only 5 days according to the CDC, many of those cases are no longer active. A representative for the Haines Search Clinic emailed that the demand for symptomatic testing has dropped, so Search is, quote, comfortable in assessing that the latest outbreak of COVID has run its course. Getchell also pointed to Haines' vaccination rate, which is about 70% of the population, according to state data. Getchell says other school mitigations will remain, including classroom ventilation, social distancing, COVID testing athletes before and after travel, as well as testing as needed. He says the school will continue to rely on families to screen students and keep them home when they're sick. If there is a classroom outbreak, he says parents will be notified.
We will continue to send exposure notices home so that parents know whenever there's been a case within their level so they can make those assessments for themselves as well. And truthfully, at this point, everything else that's in place will remain in place. It's just the masking will be, you know, I wouldn't even say optional. We're gonna call it recommended as we move forward. But again, that's going to be an individual choice and a family decision.
Recently, a small group of parents protested the masking requirement in demonstrations in front of the school and at board meetings. Getchell says their input was considered, but not a leading factor in the change of policy. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.